What's up, everybody? Thank you for tuning in to the Mike Bellagio podcast show. So I just want to get right into it, and I want to talk about sensory deprivation tanks. Have you ever been in a sensory deprivation tank? If you have, you know, try to remember your experience in the tank. Why did you go in the tank? What was the reason for you going in the tank? Did it give you any benefits going in the tank? Did you feel any type of euphoria, or did you feel like an uplift, or did you feel in any way lifted or rejuvenated or generated or in any way? My experience, when I went into a sensory deprivation tank, I did a video for YouTube on it. It wasn't like, a crazy editing video. It was like real short and simple. And, you know, the reason why I went into a sensory deprivation tank is because I've done so much treatment as far as like a sauna pod treatment. I've done, you know, like the saunas. I've done infrared light treatment. You know, I do a lot of treatment for myself as an individual, you know. I like to be real active and healthy. I go to the gym about 4 to 5 days a week. Sometimes I go 6 days a week, you know. But I got to have that one day in between just to get some rest. You know, sometimes I need 2 days to get some rest, you know, depending on what type of workout I'm doing or how the schedule is looking, you know. But I like to get some swimming in my workout as well. But just to get back to the sensory deprivation tank, the reason why I went inside the sensory deprivation tank was because, like, I read a lot about the health benefits, and back in the day, like, the CIA and the military used to do all these research and development projects, you know what I'm saying? And, everybody knows about the Stranger Things and the military and the Air Force. They had like these projects going on with LSD and as far as MKUltra, time travel, all this. And they were using the sensory deprivation tank. And it's weird because like they were showing like a documentary of people doing all these different types of exercises to like clear the mind. And one of them was this guy was like listening to like, I don't know if it was static, but his eyes were like, he had like a wrap around him. He had like headphones on and he was listening to like static, or he was like listening to like frequencies, you know what I'm saying? So maybe a certain frequency he was listening to maybe ported into another timeline or something. Or maybe the way the CIA and the secret agencies that were involved with the MKUltra and the LSD. So it's crazy how the CIA and the government and military had all this technology and information about doing this. And, you know, they were, you know, there was like vulnerable kids getting tested, getting abused, you know. But as far as into that, you know, sensory deprivation goes way back too. So the reason why I did it, you know, is because as far as like Stranger Things and as far as like the health benefits, you know, I thought it was pretty cool. You know, I thought it was something cool, and I really think it is cool. I think it's cool to be floating in a tank, and you know, you're shutting off, you're shutting down all your sensors, you know, deprivation, you know, so you're shutting down all the sensors, and like, you know, you really focus, like you're really just focusing. I'm not going to say like something like changed in me like right away, but that night that I went to bed, I felt like I was in a, like a weird ass dream though. Like I was in some, it felt like I was experiencing hell or something. It just felt weird. Like I felt like I was, it wasn't no like heavenly place I was in. It felt like, I don't know, I just seen a lot of fire around me. I seen a lot of like, and it just felt weird. And I was asking myself like, how did I get here? Like, you know? And it had me thinking about the sensory deprivation tank, maybe the tank, something in the tank, something happened in the tank where when I went to sleep, something happened in my sleep, which activated something in my sleep, which made me dream like that. And it was just weird. Like, I felt so real though, you know? And it felt weird. It felt very, like I didn't understood the dream, and I kind of understood it and I didn't understood it. But then I also understood that it was the tank, that the reason why I was in a deprivation tank for 60 minutes, but it was the reason of the tank why the reason why that dream got activated, or that dream just came out of nowhere. It was just weird though, but right when I came out the tank though, I felt like real uplifted. I felt great. I felt like it's something that I needed to do. Like, you know, as far as like therapy, you know, shutting down, you know, focusing, when I'm in the tank. And when I was in the tank, I was just focusing as far as like manifestation. I was manifesting like greatness and like things I wanted in my life and things that I wanted to achieve. And I was just manifesting like, you know, just, you know, a father, being a husband, being a friend, and just like trying to be better at everything I need to do. And just like being in the tank, like, you know, talking to God and telling God that, you know, show me what I need to do and show me your will for me. And, you know, like just ascend me to the next level, like, you know what I'm saying? And just having real talk like that, you know, in the dark. And so just trying to reach the heavenly realms, trying to reach God, trying to get my prayers out there, trying to be in the spirit realm and spirituality, and, you know, knowing the truth. And but the sensory deprivation tank, I felt like really uplifted me in a way where it's like, I need to do it again. I have to do it again. Probably before the end of this year, I'm going to probably schedule something this coming, not this weekend, but next weekend. But, you know, I only pay like $40 for like 90 minute, 60 minute session. But as far as just doing that, you know, it was a great therapy. And it was something that I really enjoyed as far as doing those type of therapies. It was very cool. And, you know, as far as doing a deprivation tank, had a lot of health benefits. And it's just something that I feel like everybody should do, like at least twice a month, three times a month, you know. And good health benefits. You probably get some good dreams too. As far as, not the dream that I had, but as far as like, it'll probably take you to another realm or take you somewhere, you know. But yeah, that's all I wanted to get into today about the sensory deprivation tank. And if you haven't tried it, please feel free and try it. You can go to a place, if you're from Florida, or from the Orlando area or Castleberry, there's a place, a floating place, in Castleberry. You can go out there, and check it out. As far as that, thank you for tuning in to all my listeners. Thank you for taking the time listening to what I have to say. And if you haven't heard anything about sensory deprivation tank, I hope this segment will help you. Thank you so much for listening to Mike Blasio on Anchor Podcast.